Now on Money News, making sense of the share market with Roger Montgomery.
Okay, let's go back and have a chat about the stock market. Now, David Buckland, filling in this week for Roger Montgomery, is with me right now. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much, Ross.
Okay, I want to go to something which I found really interesting. Financial Review today makes an example of Elliott Associates, a big hedge fund out of the United States, which has bought 4.1% of BHP Billiton. We've spoken about this on the program. It's agitating BHP Billiton for change. BHP Billiton says, we don't want to change. We think your model is wrong, selling off the petroleum assets, doing a range of different things. We're not going to do anything about this. But you know they're not going to go away. They're going to keep pushing for change, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So their view is that if BHP divested their oil and gas assets, the sum of the parts possibly is worth more than the whole, on the basis that, for example, the oil and gas assets might be worth a lot more as a single business. And we've seen some pretty successful demergers in Australia. You know, we've seen Cochlear come out of Pacific Dunlop's, a classic case. Origin Energy's coming out of Boral. And so sometimes when these companies do demerge some of their assets, which possibly aren't seen as sexy by the market, suddenly over a period of time, the market gets Cochlear or it gets Origin Energy, and then it suddenly goes, gee, that subsidiary or that minor part of the business is actually worth much more than the father.
Okay, so let's now go to another aspect of this. A good piece in the Financial Review says a lot of these hedge funds have had pretty easy pickings for a long time in the United States, but a lot of those have started to dry up. So they're looking for other areas, and Australia could be a happy hunting ground. We know that Australian companies have got, you know, monopolies, oligopolies, duopolies, whatever you want to call them. But the fact is, very comfortable, you know, big market share, big profit margins. And we've seen it many times. The banks go overseas and try and expand. Then whenever something goes wrong, they scurry home because they know it's so comfortable here. These are the companies that potentially could really be affected if these hedge funds come and start to pick off these types of opportunities.
Well, you're absolutely right, Ross. I mean, when you and I entered the industry a few decades ago, what actually happened was there were many sectors where there might have been six or eight or nine players. And over, say, three decades, there were a lot of acquisitions and there are a lot of mergers. And what's happened is that in most industries now, there's two, three or four players. And what often happens, I think, is you've got this sort of happy little oligopoly or this happy little sort of nearly like a cartel going on where they're just punching each other at the margin, but they really do enjoy, you know, super normal profits.
And supermarkets would be a classic example of
supermarkets. But on the other side of the coin, through technology or through change, we are seeing some disruption. So Aldi and Costco are coming and fighting it out with the big boys. And, you know, here's Aldi with 450 stores going to 800 stores over the next 5 years. And suddenly the margins of Woolworths and Coles are under a certain amount of pressure, where both of them were probably two of the largest earning supermarkets in the world from a margin point of view.
So in that regards, which companies do you think would be most likely to be attacked by these big international players? And from a shareholder's point of view, am I happy with that or not happy with that?
I think you're happy with it, because I think any time a company gets a little bit shaken up, it tends to be good for the share price rather than bad for the share price. So as a shareholder, you don't mind a bit of activism. The issue in Australia is that a lot of companies now aren't the conglomerates they used to be. So it's not like they've got these fat, lazy divisions. And even companies like Wesfarmers, who are a classic conglomerate, have done very well in terms of their buying process and their selling process. They tend to buy well, and generally they've tended to sell quite well as well.
Be really interesting to see where the attacks come, whether there's more than BHP sitting in the wings right now. But there's no doubt that if, as you point out, that activism is good for the share price, it's obviously good for the shareholders. You just got to pick the right opportunities. David Buckland from Montgomery Asset Management, funds management there, and you can hear, very astute in that regard. And David, we appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Ross.